In our ashram school, this is in parenthesis, in ashram school, we started an experiment in which we said all education must take place in a condition of silence. Be absolutely silent, because it is silent mind which can receive the knowledge, which is true. So, in one of our experiments, we decided there will be no lectures, because lectures are opposite to silence. So there will be no lectures at all. Everybody should be absolutely silent. They can read, they can contemplate, meditate, but no lectures. Or if the teacher wants to communicate something, he will write down and give that written note to the student, and student will read quietly. If the student has a question to ask, they were advised, speak whisperingly. No noise. You just whisper. All this was very fine. It's a good experiment. I'm only telling you how the human mind works. After a few years of experiment, not a few years, let us say 1 year or 2 years, there was a feeling that this is not working very well. And then some other experiments were made. And after 3-4 years, those who were advocating complete silence, I heard them myself advocating, il faut parler, il faut parler, il faut parler. Just the opposite, antithesis. It was now advocated that without talking, and talk, and talk, and talk, students have to be stimulated, they have to be made enthusiastic. And how do? You talk to students again and again and again. There will be a new outburst of curiosity, and knowledge will spread. This was antithesis. And those who were advocating furiously the first gospel of silence now began equally furiously now the gospel of parle. Speaking, you must talk. And then came the synthesis afterwards. I think what is called free progress system is actually a combination of silence and talking. That is why I am allowed to talk to you. Otherwise, I would be out. So the idea is that you talk, but talk in such a way that silence is not disturbed or is encouraged, which is a very difficult synthesis. And there should be rhythms of silence and talking, rhythms of personal reflection and acting. It's a synthesis. It's only an example to show how dialectically our system of education has evolved from one extreme to the other and then to a synthesis. But this is because the world as a whole follows this rhythm from superconscience. The very first step produces inconscience. Now, because of that movement, when inconscience begins to develop, it manifests also sets of phenomena little by little. This is what we call evolution. Evolution is nothing but a gradual unfolding of the inconscience. Little by little, out of sleep, when you awake, eyes are not fully opened. Little by little they open up. And gradually we begin to stir. And then slightly we become awake, and then more awake, and then fully awake. This is what is called the process of evolution. It is because of this process of evolution that there is an answer to the theory of dialectical movement. And that is why in philosophy it has become one of the major movements of thought. And in argumentation, this movement is followed, not always, but very often. It's one of the good ways of awakening the human mind so that the human mind moves from one set of facts and goes to the other and gradually opens up and then synthesizes and arrives at a conclusion which is really real. This is the movement of the second paragraph of the Life Divine. You will see in the very first sentence of the second paragraph, Sri Aurobindo says, these persistent ideals, that is, ideals of God, light, freedom, immortality, are at once contradicted and affirmed. This is the dialectical movement. At once contradicted and affirmed. Contradicted by ordinary experience. Because in the ordinary experience, you only get matter. You don't see God, light, freedom, immortality at all. You only see matter. When you open your eyes from sleep, you cannot even bear the light. You want to close down your eyes immediately. Similarly, your first movement is to be confined to the ordinary experience. And in that ordinary experience, if somebody speaks to you of God, light, freedom, immortality, you'll simply shake it off. Oh, nothing, nothing of the kind. I see nothing here. Where is God, light, freedom, immortality? All dark. All is matter. When you move forward, further, then you begin to have, as Sri Aurobindo says, it is affirmed, these ideals are affirmed by deeper and higher experiences. So first there is a negation, and then there is an affirmation. Now this affirmation takes a lot of time. It's a gradual movement. And Sri Aurobindo uses the word in its organized entirety. This word is very important. Organized entirety. Even if you want to affirm these ideals of God, light, freedom, immortality, since it is a long way from inconscience to that, even if you have glimpses in the beginning, they don't come, these experiences don't come in their fullness, in their organized manner. So you can come to this organized totality of higher experiences only by two methods. Either by revolutionary individual effort or evolutionary, that is gradual movement of general progression of mankind. This is what we had done last time. I only repeat it just to reaffirm what we had done last time.